That's been the story that has dominated all the conversations in the country the last couple of weeks as the nomination hearings for Brett Kavanaugh continue with the Supreme Court. We don't know exactly when a vote's going to come down. Tomorrow, there is a group of local feminists and social justice organizations, and they are encouraging everybody here in Seattle to walk out of school, of work, wherever you are at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They call it Cancel Kavanaugh, the walkout against patriarchy. And one of the organizers of this is Hillary Keyes, and she joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hillary, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about this walkout, the reasons, the motivations, and what walkout here in Seattle can do to affect this process.
Yeah, and just to be clear, this walkout is not just something that's happening in Seattle. It's happening nationally.
Okay.
Most major cities are having some sort of a walkout tomorrow on October 4th. So we are not alone in this protest.
Okay. And because it seems to me ultimately this is going to come down to whatever the FBI investigation yields. So what does a walkout do as part of this process?
It shows that people are not going to take it anymore, that we're upsetting the status quo of that it's okay to have a elected official or a judge that's going to get away with sexual assault, get away with lying, and that we're not going to take it anymore. And there's power in numbers. We want people to continue to gather and rally and have their voices heard so that we can start a movement that can maybe change the process, maybe have people listen when making this decision, and also know that people are listening and caring about these issues when elections come around.
So you said it's to take stand against sexual assault. And I watched all of the hearings on Thursday. I listened to Christine Ford. I listened to Kavanaugh. And what I've said on my show is I found him, myself, to be more credible. I believe that he did not do it. What's led you to the conclusion that he is absolutely 100% a sexual assaulter?
I believe that I believe her because she has uprooted her life. She has been extremely brave to come forward. I know how hard it is to come forward.
Yeah, I think it's horrible if she didn't want to come forward that it was leaked, the letter that she gave to Feinstein, because she didn't even want to come forward. And if they outed her, then I think that's a horrible thing. If the woman truly wanted to maintain her anonymity.
I mean, she said that she wanted to come forward at the hearings, that this is something that she was not going to let slide by.
And
she has had reservations in the past about coming forward.
Right.
But now that he is up for the highest platform that a judge can get to of the Supreme Court, that she was going to come forward.
And what I've said, Hillary, is I understand that there are people who watched the exact same thing I watched and reached a different conclusion. And I'm not trying to change anybody's mind about that. I think we've all reached our conclusion based on the prism of our lives and what we've seen. But in the letter that you guys...
quite frankly, if you are not positive about the sexual assault allegations, and as a sexual assault and rape survivor, I really want to change the dynamic of how victims are listened to. So I think at least there should be a much more thorough and longer investigation. But even if you don't believe her, there have been multiple people that have come out this week and said he's been untruthful about how much he, when he was asked about his drinking throughout high school and college, that he was not being truthful.
But
and that in and of itself You can't confirm someone that's going to lie.
let me get to your press release that you sent out, your organization. You said our nation's government is set to appoint a known sexual assaulter to serve a lifetime appointment. How can you call a man a known sexual assaulter? Because we don't know that. And yet you feel comfortable. I mean, because that's about as vicious an accusation that can be leveled against a man. How can you call him a known sexual assaulter?
Because multiple women have come out and said that he is. And I'm going to believe those survivors.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're only survivors as it happened. But sometimes there are false accusations out there. And do you not, I mean, known suggests 100% certainty on your part. Would you acknowledge that there are some false accusations that have been leveled against some people?
That there have been in the history of accusations?
Well,
sure.
I got one
as far as,
in the news
if
today.
If I have any doubt about someone being a sexual assailant, I do not want them to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I understand that. But, I mean, there's difference between saying there may be questions about it versus putting in print that he's a known sexual assaulter. If it didn't happen, Hillary, my only point is this is a man who's got two teenage daughters, and I think that if this is and I'll give you an example. Story today in the news. Four dentists in Las Vegas were sitting in jail because a woman accused them of gang raping her. And just today, the charges against the four men were dropped. After an investigation, they found that the allegations against them were completely fabricated. And I think, you know, if we just assume guilt because somebody says something, I think we're in a really dangerous place right now.
Yeah, but it's not one person that said something. It's three different women that have said something.
I understand that. I mean, do you find
it's not a,
do you find
a
Julie
alone?
Does Julie Swetnick strike you as a credible person?
I believe that all of them have no reason to come forward if there's not that she needs to be heard. It needs to be a thorough investigation, and that we don't get to discredit these women.
Well, I mean, we can if they say, I mean, in Swetnick's case, she said in her sworn deposition that she saw him spike the punch where these alleged gang rapes occurred. And then she does an interview on MSNBC 2 days ago. And when she was questioned about that, she said, well, I saw him near the punch bowl. And she just said things in a sworn deposition that she would not back up in an interview. And that's where I say, look, and I get that you reached a different conclusion. And like I said, Hillary, you know, it's a free country,
and if you guys want to march.
I just don't want...
You keep on asking me if I am 100% sure. Are you 100% sure that he's not?
No, but when you call him a known sexual assaulter in your press release, I think that is... we're in a very dangerous place when we allege something 100%. Known sexual assaulter suggests that you are 100% sure. I'm telling you in all honesty, I'm not certain that he didn't do it. I don't know. But I wouldn't call
him. And do you think that you're going to get to those answers in a week of investigation?
Well, look, I see the political side of this. And I see that when he didn't get tarnished during the initial interviews a few weeks ago, after sitting on Dr. Ford's allegation for 2 months, that was plan B. Is bringing this out. And look, there are very powerful political forces at play here on both sides. I just don't think it's fair to call somebody a known sexual assaulter without some absolute proof.
I think three women coming out is convinces me.
Okay. Do you think it's do you think it's possible?
I do not have
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you think it's possible that when we're dealing with, as you've said, and I agree with you, one of the most powerful positions on this planet, being a Supreme Court justice, do you think it's possible that there could be political motivations behind all of this?
With something like this, of how much it has uprooted her life, how she has talked about death threats. And she has children, too. You're talking about his children. She has children, too.
Oh, I know. I know.
I don't think that there is a political reason that would get someone to put her and her family up against that.
Okay.
Right. I find her extremely credible.
Fair enough. All right. Well, hey, look, Hillary, I love talking with people about these things. I like that we can disagree and have a good conversation about it. And you're encouraging people to walk out of work tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Westlake Park downtown.
And say that this is not going to be the normal anymore.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Hillary, I appreciate you talking with me about all of this. Thanks for coming on with me
today.
Thank you. Okay. Hillary Keyes, she's one of the organizers of this walkout in downtown Seattle tomorrow. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text us at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.